are up to Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, the last line. The Gemara had said that if there's a hole in the Bayim, that's a Ptua Daka. Even a Nikav is considered a Ptua Daka. And a Ptua Daka can't give birth. That seems to be, again, I'm not here to paskin halacha l'maisa, but it seems to be from the Gemara that a Ptua Daka or a Krus Shavcha cannot procreate. And if they can procreate, it would be a riot. They're not a Ptua Daka. But instead of working that way, the Chazal work in the fact that if it's a Ptua Daka, you can't procreate, not the other way, meaning the fact that he's a Ptua Daka, based on halacha, Ptua Daka means that he can't physically procreate. In fact, the Gemara B'nikim Le'maylin, is that a fact that a person who has a hole in his testicles cannot give birth? Bahu Gavra, the Salik Ledikla, it was a person that climbed into a day tree. The Charzel Sula Silu Bebeim, and a thorn penetrated or made a hole in his testicle. The Navit Migmei Kachut Migla, a little bit of liquid came out, which means there was a hole that went through. The island, and he had children afterwards, is a raya that he's not, that this person is not a Ptua Daka. And for the Gemara, Shaluch Shmuel Kameh the Rav. Shmuel sent the Shaila to Rav. V'yamileit say the Chazar Rabban of Mainheim. And Rav said, it's not his kid. Go check out who the father of this kid is. The kid is a mamzer. It would be impossible for this kid to be born from a person who was a Ptua Daka. Rashi, the Charzit, here is the test. Baruch Moshe. The Charzit Silu Bebeim, Nukva Kites Bebeim, Losha Machroizit Shodagim. It's a lotion of, I guess, they used to put a string through fish. They used to poke a hole. But Navik Mineshek was there, Kachut the Mugla, Kim in Lechav. Afilahachi, Oilid Basar Hachi, he gave birth.
Isn't that to mean the water too?
No. It seems that the hole is worse than the removal. We went through this last time. We paskin that if one is taken away, it's okay. But it seems the hole is worse than removal. That's what it seems to say here. Again, I'm not going to pass halacha l'maisa on this. I'm going to stay away clear because I don't know the halacha well enough to get involved in it. It's a very sensitive issue. Something in my right. I'm Rav Yehuda Mishmuk. Ptua Daka b'day Shemayim Kasher. Anybody that becomes a Ptua Daka, either born that way or thunder or lightning caused the Ptua Daka, the fright of thunder and lightning caused him to become a Ptua Daka, caused his testicles to disintegrate, is Kasher. That's not usher to get married. He won't have kids, but he won't. He's not usher to marry a Jewish girl. I'm a Rav.
Did they say that like that before?
No, we didn't. We said that Ptua Daka, but the law of Vayav Ptua Daka is if it's caused by man, not if it's born that way. And now the Gemara is adding that if it's caused by a natural event, not by humans, he's not a Ptua Daka. I'm a Rav. I'm sorry?
Every event ultimately from a Kadosh Baruch
Hu. Yeah, but it's a person, it can be done through a person, and it can be done without a person. Amar Rava, Hainu de Karina Pitsua, but like Karina Ha Pitsua. If it would be B'day Shemayim, it would say Layava Ha Pitsua Daka. Pitsua is Mashma, not all Pitsua, only the ones caused by men, not caused by Shemayim. Rashi? What? So we went through this already. I mentioned this, I'll mention it again. There are those, it goes, there's a bunch of shittas, and again, I'm not paskin l'alacha. There's shittas that say that illness, the Rambam says illness is considered b'day shemayim. Question is, if the illness causes a surgery, is that called b'day shemayim or not? If the illness causes the disintegration of the testicles, that's b'day shemayim, totally. The question is, how about the illness causes humans to get involved, and therefore he becomes a b'tua daka? So there's different opinions. The Marshal seems to say that if the illness is in the testicles itself, or in the gid itself, that it would be considered B'day Shemayim. Because the human is a reaction to the B'day Shemayim, that's called B'day Shemayim. Others want to say even more, that even if the illness is elsewhere, but it needs a surgery that will cause to a doctor, it's also B'day Shemayim. Again, this was the tumult about prostate surgery, whether prostate surgery makes a person a Ptua Daka in the olden days, when they had to do it externally, that they severed the Shvili Hazera. I forgot what it's called. I think it's called, it's a VAS.
Vas deferens.
What? Vas deferens?
Vas
deferens? They had to sever it and the testicles. Now they sever it inside the body, and it's not a shayla, according to all the paiskim that I know. They say if it's done inside the body, it's not called the p'tzua dark.
So taking medications, loyalenu chemo, that makes someone temporarily sterile.
That's not p'tzua dark, because it doesn't affect the zevare azera directly, meaning it.
Right,
right. Now I did see a shayla about if a person, it's a machlekes rishayim. I didn't know that. I don't know how I think we have a paskin. So if a person takes a medication that makes them sterile, is that called p'tzua dark or not? It seems that Rashi says yes and Taisa says no in Saita. I shouldn't say that because Taisa quotes Rashi and argues on him in Saita. It's not here.
Now that's taking a medication that doctors for that purpose?
It seems that the person took a medication that makes them ultimately sterile, meaning not just temporarily. Again, I'm not getting involved in halacha l'maaseh. I am not equipped to handle this.
Well, that would be the issur p'tzua daka plus the issur of
making himself a saras, correct. Right. Nothing more about Rashi. I didn't finish Rashi. B'dei shemayim, b'dei ramim, ubarat, thunder or lightning, thunder or hail, I mean me'imai. B'yav k'siv ha'p'tzua, b'mashma p'tzua mi'ikarai. Born that way. He got me me'imai. Don't think about it. I'm a rabbi. Petua bekulan, dach bekulan, krus bekulan. Petua is by all. There's three parts of the body that we view as reproductive organs: the male organ, the testicles, and the shvile hazera, the chutei bayim, which is what you just called the vas, whatever that is. Whatever that is, each one of them is liable to be petua, or krus, or dach. Meaning either wounded, crushed, or cut. Ptua bekulam bein shenivtzu hagid, whether the wound happened in the male organ, bein shenivtzu bayim, whether the testicles got wounded, bein shenivtzu chute bayim, whether the shvile hazera, for like, what does he translate chute bayim?
Testicle cords.
Testicle cords. Dach bekulam bein shenidach hagid, bein shenitchu bayim, Ben shenitchu chutzebeim, krus bekulam. Ben shenichu sagid, ben shenichu chutzebeim, ben shenichu chutzebeim. Rashi, bekulam, beim begid v'chut, beim shatluyim, beim tluyim behem. That the testicles are suspended b'tay hakis in the pouch, for lack of better word. Amar lehum rabbanan l'rava. Mimai dahay b'tzua daka b'aisim akim. How do I know that b'tzua daka means crushed testicles? Or the gid, or the chuteg. Maybe it means a wound to the head. Somebody whose wound, his head is wounded, maybe he's the one that's asked to get married. How does he translate meraisha? Head is wounded? I'm sorry?
Yeah, his head.
Right. It doesn't say about the b'tzua daka gam dairasiri. It means obviously the b'tzua daka is inhibiting his ability to procreate. Because if not, by all the other Isurim, by Mamzer, by Mitzri, by Amaini, it talks about generations. Here, by Ptua Daka Krushavcha, doesn't mention anything about generations. Seems to indicate there are no generations. That means it affects the body, part of the body, that makes them not be able to procreate. Frektigim, Shmami, not by Simbakim, Frektigim Bara, maybe not. But Duma Haidloi Mona by Dairis, the Eul, the Aster, Brei, Barbare, Kusher. Maybe the reason we don't mention generations is because it only affects him and Enoch and Ami's kids' kosher. Maybe the reason it doesn't say generations is not because there are no generations, but because it's an issur that doesn't transfer to his children. So maybe it's a wound to the head, and he can't marry a Jewish girl, right? Obviously it's a wound that doesn't heal, right? And he can't marry a Jewish girl, but his kids can. Who says that the reason it doesn't say dairis is because there are no dairis? Maybe the reason it doesn't say dairis is because it doesn't affect the dairis. Zok to Gemara Dumya de Krushavcha. Ptua Daka is written next to Krushavcha. Ma Krushavcha b'aitzimakim. Krushavcha is in the procreating organs. Afhai nami b'aitzimakim. And therefore, Ptua Daka is in the same area as Krushavcha. Frek to Gemara Krushavcha mimayda b'aitzimakim hu. How do you know Krushavcha means the cut is in the male organ? How do you know it's not somewhere else? Maybe it means his lips and saliva is pouring out. Shavcha means obviously something is coming out.
Spill.
What?
Spill.
Can't hear you.
Shavcha means to spill.
Spill out. The Gemara, it says shavcha, which means in a place that is shavcha, whereas his mouth is not shavcha. That's what Rashi says.
What is happening in each place, the head or in the...
Lip. A wound was made.
I understand, but how did that affect in what... If the Torah is saying you can't, how about the ear? How about the nose?
No, but it says shavcha. So obviously it's referring to something that spells.
I understand, but what...
Why would that be more? I don't know.
Back to the
study. It's a you would have to figure out reasons.
Again,
we're trying to figure out chat in the pasuk,
not figure out
reason.
I'm just saying that, and if you hit in your toe, blood comes out of your toe.
That's not shavcha. Shavcha means in a place that spills. A place that spills. That's why we went to the lip. But the Gemara's answer is that the lip does not spill. I'm not sure what that means. Rashi says it's zayrek lemarachik. What does he say?
Because when you spit, it goes to the distance.
Right, I guess so. Rashi. Look, Rashi, let's catch up with Rashi. Bekulam we did. Midloy manu be dairish mami. Nami lechsim be adayar shlishi asiri. Kama shenemer be mamzer v'amayni mayavi u'mitzri. Shmami nam b'shem d'la bar aludihu. He's not capable of giving birth. Eime mitzvase sheshayvchum reich. Shkut shavcha. Ksiv. Bepiv ein eshayvich ala zayrik l'merochak. It throws it far. Frank the Gemara of Eime mechaitmai. Maybe it means his nose. And that is, and he cut his nose, and therefore from the nose there's a dripping. So the Gemara miksiv b'shveich, kush shavcha ksiv. Misha yidei kris shayfech, shlei yidei kris ein shayfech al mekaleach. Afukahai di idi vidi shayfechu. The nose always drips. The shivcha zera doesn't drip unless there's a cut that inhibits the ability to make the shivcha zera come out with force. So therefore, krus shavcha means the cutting caused the spill, as opposed to the cutting in a place where normally spills. Shivcha zera doesn't usually spill out, it comes out with a force. By cutting, it causes the shivcha zera not to be able to come out with a force. So that's why it's called a krus shavcha, it creates a spill that wasn't there before. Whereas by the nose, it always spills, and therefore, since it always spills, that wouldn't be krus shavcha.
In the Joros part?
Well, I'm sorry?
How would we explain Joros?
Again, the Gemara first wanted to say that the reason we know Ptsuadaka is by Samakim is because the Torah didn't count Doros. The Gemara slugged that up and said, maybe it's because it doesn't affect his children. Not that he can't have children. Maybe it's a wound to his head. And the reason the Torah didn't say Dairus is because it doesn't affect his children. Not because he can't have children. So the Gemara has to find a different reason that we know that this is Ptsuadaka and Krushavcha. So the Gemara says, go to Krushavcha, where it spills. And the Gemara says, maybe it's his lip. Look, the Gemara, that doesn't spill. That goes far. And that maybe his nose, that always spills. If we're looking for a place that the cutting causes a change in from coming out with force to coming out by a spill. That's what we're saying. Rashi. Dr. Rashi.
You cut your lip and you can't spit. You can't go very far.
That's what bothered me. That's why I asked him to translate what Artsko says. That's why when I said it, I turned to Artsko. I read Rashi, but I turned to Artsko to see if he elaborates in any way. By a nose, before and after the cut, it spills. It flows out, trickles out. Whereas by Sheikh Mazara, it doesn't trickle. It comes out with force. Except the Krus Shavcha turns some force to a trickle. That's the first way of understanding how we know that we're talking about reproductive organs. The Masita Tana, in the Braisa, it says, Nemar lo yov e p'tsuadaka. It says in the Pasuk, a p'tsuadaka should not come into Kal Hashem. But Nemar lo yov e mamzer. Ma'ala halam ba'oysa mokum. A mamzer is created through a act of living together with someone that it wasn't supposed to. So therefore, mamzer is a result of an act of procreation. Abkam ba'isimakam, the smichus akasav, the fact that the Torah put mamzer and tzuadaka next to each other, says that just like mamzer is a result of a illegal act of living together, tzuadaka is talking about an act that affects the living together.
Yava means beer.
No, Yava means don't marry. I mean, also, it means don't marry. Yeah. Okay. That's the limud of how we know that Tzuadaki and Khrushchevka are talking about the reproductive organs. Now that we've established it, we're going to go into some of the details. Zakta Gemara. Nitev lamata miyatara, shekenegdai lamai lamatara. There's a hole that starts. Now, when it says lamata and lamaila, lamata means away from the body, and lamaila means towards the body. We've mentioned before that the only part of the gid that concerns us is through the atara. The atara is the corona, right? It's up through the corona, past the corona, towards the away from the body. It's considered lamata me'atara, and what happens there does not make a person a krushavcha, because it does not affect his reproductive ability. So now the question is, there's a hole above the corona, which means under, I'm sorry, the Gemara calls it under, away from the body, past the corona, but it goes on an angle, and it comes out on the other side, closer to the body than the corona. So the hole is from on one side above, but on the other side below. Again, below meaning further apart from the body, and above meaning closer to the body. I think we would have worded it differently, but that's how the Gemara words it. Lamata means away from the body, and lamaila means towards the body. So the hole is at the end of the gid, all the way past the corona, but it comes at an angle, and it ends, looking at it from the other side, ends above the corona, closer to the body. Does that make a puzzle? Is he a krushavcha or not? That's the question. Sabar Rebchia bar Abba lachshuri. So Rebchia bar Abba wanted to say he's kosher, because the hole is not on the hole above the corona. It's somewhat under the corona.
Happening that happens, right?
What?
This happened. This happened, right?
No,
now the question
it.
Is it
a
golden? That's the question.
This gets involved in the shaila. Is the test for Tzuadaka to see if he's mailed or not? The Gemara doesn't approach it that way. The Achrayim do, but the Gemara talks about whether he's halachically a Tzuadaka. If he is, or Krushavcha, then he won't be mailed. The Gemara works the other way. Halacha will determine his procreative ability. Right? Working backwards, you could say that if he can procreate, that means he's not a krushavcha.
Right.
But the Gemara works the other way.
Why?
Because the Gemara wants to know halachically, is this a krushavcha or not? Then we'll obviously, if he is, then he won't procreate.
But you don't have to have a shiloh if you can determine it.
Maybe they couldn't determine it. How come it's supposed to determine it?
Okay.
I don't know if they could determine it.
Okay.
He wasn't married yet. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Can he marry it or can he not make it married?
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Case that there's no, you can't find anyone who has this, who is married, who had this pagam.
And have kids. Then we have short hair, his kids.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
See, the Gemara is approaching it from the opposite angle that you do. You're approaching it. Let's check his procreative ability and decide halacha. The Gemara is saying, let's check halacha, and that'll decide his procreative ability.
We've had cases,
but here the Gemara is obviously saying that we work the other way. Maybe there's not enough scientific evidence or any evidence to prove the point. Again.
That's the answer.
Now, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba held that the only time nikav is a psul is if a through and through hole closer to the body than the corona. Amalei Rabasi, Haki Am Rabbi Shua Malevi, Atara Kochi Makabas. Any hole that's above, that ends up above the Atara, meaning closer to the body, is Ma'akev. Rashi.
What's the difference if you close this way or this way? The angle that it's on. A hole goes that way, this way versus the other. What's the difference? It goes, I mean.
Is that a question? What do you mean?
Again, the Rishayim is. The way Tyson explains it, it's much easier to understand. Tyson says that the way a person's made is that on the bottom of his body, the corona area, the above, the closer to the ground area of the corona is smaller than on the top of the body. It's not 100% round. It's on a, the corona is, on top of the body, there's more flesh passed further away from the body than the corona. And under the body, on the bottom of the organ, there's less.
The hole gets smaller, in other words?
The corona is on an angle. It's not round. The amount of flesh closer away from the body, beyond the corona, is more on top than it is on bottom.
Angles down? Angles down? The tube angles down?
What tube?
The
corona itself, the top is narrower than the rest of the corona.
Again, beyond the corona, past the corona, towards the floor, towards away from the body, has less flesh on the bottom than it does on top.
No, it doesn't. Right? The tip of the corona is smaller than the base of the corona.
Again, we're not talking now the angle when it ends. We're talking about where the corona is. You have, let's say, 3/4 of an inch, I'll make that up, of flesh on the top of the organ beyond the corona, and on the bottom it'll only be a 1/2 inch.
Bottom
of the gid. Under the gid, where, right, it would only be a 1/2 inch, meaning the corona does not leave the same amount of flesh beyond it on the bottom as it does on top. That's the fact. Zaktai says the hole is in a place where on top it's further away than the corona, and on bottom it's the other way, because if you go straight down, you're going to be, since the corona is on an angle, am I explaining myself? Therefore, is that considered a nekev? A nekev has to be mefulish. A hole has to be through the whole gid. If it's only a hole without going through the whole gid, it's not considered a hole to make a puzzle. So when we say nikav makes the person a krushavcha, we're talking about a hole that penetrates from one side of the organ to the other side of the organ. Now here, on one side of the organ, it's above the corona, and on, closer to the body, and on the other side, it's under the corona. Is that called a nikav or not? That's the shiloh.
How could it be beyond the corona? There's nothing beyond the corona.
The corona is, okay, so in halacha, atara is called just the area of the raising, where it raises. That's the atara. Past that, I don't know what they call it in English.
The rest of the corona
is called lamata mi'atara. Atara is just the area of raising. Anything beyond that is called lamata mi'atara.
Through and through the gid. The top of the gid to the bottom, through and through the gid, but doesn't affect the corona, just through and through the gid. What's that?
Nothing. That's a nikav. Anything that's closer to, anything closer to the body than the corona, if there's a hole through and through, it makes him a krushavcha. If the hole would be totally beyond the raised area, right, I won't call it corona, away from the body, it won't make him puzzle. How about if part of it is beyond and part of it is closer? That's the shaila. So Rav Chiya bar Abba thought to make him kosher. So Rav Asi told him no, that since part of the whole ends up being closer to the body than the atara, I'm not going to call it corona anymore, I'll call it atara, since it's closer to the body than the atara, therefore he is puzzled. So Trashi. Nikiv lamata matara besayf hagid klapi karka, towards the ground. V'hoylech hanekiv balachsoin, and the hole goes on its slant. V'yaitze kenegda lamayla min atara klapi agof, and it comes out on the other end towards the body closer than the atara. Lakshuri, hayo ve'en shnei rashi hanekev l'mata mi'atara. Since the hole is not completely closer to the body than the atara. The hole l'mata mi'atara, beyond the atara, basar be'almohu, is just basar, is not really part of the gid. Atara shura gevaya, it's that raised part. Hamakefes siva isagud. Kol shehu, kiven shanek of oyver derech apnei kol atara. The whole goes through the whole atara. I feel the neck of kol shehu makvasoi todasoi. Rashi points out he will not procreate upasol. So Rashi is telling you this is what happens. The effect is an inability to procreate, and therefore it's pasul. This is where the halachic shailas come. What if the doctors say that he can procreate? They fix it. They now, right, we're going to talk about some of it later, but that's where the shailas come up. Let's take a look at this Tysis. I don't usually learn Tysis, but Tysis explains what I said. You take a look at Nikim Lamatim and Hatara. Aymeri, the Agav Gid, on top of the organ, Hatara Mareches. The Hatara is longer. It's shorter to the tip of the male organ. According to Titus, it's a straight down hole, but on top, it's past the atara, towards the ground, and on the bottom, it comes out before the atara because of the way the atara is angled. That's what Tysus learns. Same idea, but just explaining the case. Okay, back to the Gemara. In the Shtayir Mi'atara, if a little bit is left from the Atara, it says, Mishnah said, sorry, who said, the Mishnah or the Braisa? Yeah, the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah. The Mishtayir Mi'atara, I feel like a Chut Asara Kasher. Just a little thread of that raised area is left, it's kosher. Yasir Ravina became a violate. Ravina had the following shaila.
Even if there's a hole through and through.
Past that. Even if it's cut off. Even if the area of the male organ passed towards the ground, away from the body, and there's a little bit left of that raised area, it's kosher. You don't need more than that.
But again, if you have a hole through the gid, but the whole
core,
the flesh is still there, the atara is still there.
Again, if the gid has a hole closer to the body than the atara, that
even if the atara is all completely
everything's
intact,
there, but there's a hole through the organ. It's a problem. Now we're talking about closer to the ground. So the Mishnah said, as long as you have a little bit of the raised area left, I don't care about the rest of the male organ. Even if it is severed, it is kosher. That's what the Mishnah said. Yosef Ravina v'kamibayale. Ravina sat and had the following shayla. Meloy achut she'amru apnei kula, ay apnei ruba. Is that little thread apnei kula or apnei ruba? Meaning, do you need that little that has to go, that you need an atara, that a majority of the circumference, or enough, you need the whole circumference to have that raised area? That's the question. Amalei Rava Tisva, Meloy Hachut Apnei Ruba V'Kalapei Resha. You need it to go the majority of the circumference, and we'll talk about Kalapei Resha in a minute. It's interesting, the Groz Gairis Apnei Kula. That's what the Groz says. The Gra says that the Rush is Gairus Apnei Kula. Our Gira says Apnei Ruba. So, I don't know how Achal Amaisa, but I'm just pointing out that there are two Girsas in the Gemara. The Shaila is Ruba and Kula, and the Gemara answers one, and somebody has the Girsa the other. The Gemara doesn't make any questions or riots, it's just a statement. Now, Klapi Raisha, let me explain that. Klapi Raisha means as follows. What happens if there is, let me try to explain this. Give me a minute to try to explain this. At the time of the at the place where it raises, it's severed, part of it, a good part of it. But there's an extension of the organ in the part that's not severed that goes, let's say, a quarter of an inch down, and there the organ is complete. There is a cut that cuts away at the organ most of the way near the atara, at the raised point.
Most of the circumference?
Most of the circumference is cut away at the raised point. So if you look at the raised point by the body, towards the body, only a minority is there. But it extends, that minority extends, and then further out, you have the whole circumference back. So there was a cutting away that cut away most of the circumference, left a minority, which extended, and then you had a majority. Is that considered having a pnei chut, a pnei kula, a pnei ruba? You do have ruba, but not near the body. You have ruba further away. Talk to Gemara, that's not good. Because you need kapei resha. You need it to be by the head of the body. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, imishtayer, matara, masnissini. Vakrisakoi, it's going when it's severed. Kapei resha, litzad gufoi, nishtayer moli hasara pnei roi hakeifa. Towards the body, you have to have at least a little bit and the majority of the circumference. But if there it's cut off, you have a majority further out towards the ground, puzzle with puzzle. Amar Rav Huna. Now we get to the next case. Okay. I'm going to try my best to explain this. I can only try. Amar Rav Huna. Kekumus kshera, kemarze psula. If for some reasons a person's male organ was cut and made narrower, which means a person cut away at his male organ and made it look like a quill, which means he cut the sides away and he angled it, that at the end it comes narrower. How does he translate it? I wonder if I'm translating it right.
Quill.
Like a quill. Did he explain it? What does Archko say? The Rebbe of Archko.
The center of the member is missing, so that carves out the center.
No, that's Marzev. That's the next case.
Extended diagonally to the center of the flesh pointing to the head rather than to the underside of that head. Let the cut not pass through the stem to a critical point, unlike the preceding case. He doesn't touch the actual.
Okay. Dr. Ashi Kakomas, Kachito Komas, Shemachatkin is Chudoi Balachs and Lichtava. Basically, he shaped his organ that it should come to a point, meaning it's wide at the bottom, and then instead of continuing at that width, he shaped it that it should come to an angle. He wanted it to cut to an angle. Why the guy did it, don't ask me, but this is what he did. So now, in the front of the gid, towards the bottom, away from the body, it's not wide anymore. It lost its width. It became narrower. At the beginning, back towards the body, it's wide. And then, as it continues out, it narrows. Because
we're talking about the whole gid.
The whole gid.
Because the tara gets wider.
At the gid, at the whole gid.
So did he cut off that tara?
I know he cut off the atara. He shaped it like a comb. So it's still there, but not as wide. So kshera. Kimarzev is he made it like a pipe. Which means the sides are there, the width is there, but in the middle he cut away and made it like a pipe. That it's not the top of the gid. He like made it look like a little pipe. He cut away in his gid.
Make like a half pipe, like a gutter.
Like a gutter, exactly. Kamarzev is like a gutter. What does he say Kamarzev is?
Furrow gouged down the middle of the member. On the upper side, so the two sides.
No, he says gutter. He says gutter.
Gutter. Thank you. Kakomas the Gemara's Dr. Shenechka Kesilon, carved out like a gutter. The Yeshle Tfanos mi based on them. The sides are there from both sides. The Hakak Beenza and the carving out is in the middle. Kaminsinar. So that's psula. Now, even though in neither of the cases did he touch the what am I talking about, where the zera comes out of, what would that be called? The tube, the
seminal tube.
Seminal tube. He did not affect the seminal tube. The seminal tube is intact. He cut away on the outside of the gin. There's no hole penetrating it through the whole thing. He cut away. In one case, he cut away and made the gin narrower on top. And in the other case, he left the gin in its width, but carved out like a gutter. Again, why a person would do this, I don't know. Maybe they did it to him. I have no idea. Zakti Gemara, why? Because high shalad ba'avira, the high loy shalad ba'avira. The marzev is affected by the air. The fact that he carved out, that creates a presence of air in that gutter-like thing, and that affects the potency of the zera inside, because it exposes the seminal tube to more air in that little gutter. Meaning, normally, the seminal tubes are covered enough that the air on the outside doesn't affect the ability for the organ to perform like it's supposed to.
How does it carve it out from the bottom and not affect the seminal tube?
From the top and not affect the seminal tube. From the top he did it.
Cut the whole thing.
Don't ask me. I can't answer that question. The high loy shalad ba'avira, the guy who made it like a quill, did not create a greater air pressure on the seminal tube because it's not indented that the air, like, is in
the tube.
Not a, well, both of them are not in the tube, but one has an air in that space that affects the tube. Rav Chisda Amar, just the opposite. K'marziv k'shera, k'kumas sula. And I'm going to learn like the first pshat in Rashi for two reasons. Number one, I always like to learn like the first pshat in Rashi. Number two is I'm not 100% sure I understand the second pshat in Rashi. So I'll stick with the first pshat. Hai garet v'hai loy garet. The organ that's kemarzev, the organ rubs on the side of the woman and causes the shechva zera to perform. The friction or the attachment of the male organ to the woman is what causes the shechva zera to work. Whereas the one that's like a quill, the organ will be away from the woman's body because he has narrowed it. And since he has narrowed it, the effect of the woman's body on that organ is limited because it doesn't have that touch, as he translates Garin.
It's not drawn properly out of the body.
Okay. So therefore, it doesn't, the zera that comes out is not effective because the zera's effectiveness is spurred on by the fact that it's involved with the woman's body, whereas the kakomas is not. The marzev is the width it was before. Therefore, it still has that attachment to the woman's body.
Rabbi, can I ask a question? Rabbi, can I ask a quick question? Why then, under this sheet, why wouldn't this bar in vitro fertilization? If the issue is the extraction of the semen directly into the woman's body, why doesn't that concept bar in vitro fertilization, which involves the man and woman in a different place?
Let me try to explain it the way I understand it. In vitro fertilization is done for two reasons. Number one is because the woman has a problem in conception, or because the man's sperm count is low. It is not in the ability to transmit the sperm. It is in the ability to have the sperm there should be a conception from the sperm, either because there's something from the woman's side or the man's side, but not in the ability to deliver it, rather in the ability for it to...
Not always. Rabbi, with all due respect, that's not always the case. A woman could have her tubes tied, and that would prevent that from occurring naturally. So there could be an issue on the lady's side. So
right, I said that.
It's not...
But again...
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not in the male delivering his semen. It is in the semen working. This is affecting, we're talking about whether it affects his ability to deliver the semen.
Is the male organ
injured in a way that it can no longer deliver the semen?
Even if we're not using the same delivery, even if we're not using the same delivery system. The delivery system has to be intact, even if we're not using it, is the concept here.
Correct.
Okay.
Amar Rav Rava, Kavatid Ravuna Mistabra. Ayla Shalad Bavira, Vahai Shalad Bavira. He goes to Ravuna that the Marzev is a problem because the air is affecting it. I, Imishim Gridusa, I, the fact that it's narrowed affects the ability for the semen to be delivered properly. Midi Dehavi Abarza de Chavita, like a spigot in a barrel, which is thin in the front, but in the back is wide. Over here, since the shortening of the thinning out or the narrowing of the male organ was done on the top, but on the bottom it still is wide, closer to the body, it's as wide as it was, that part touches the woman, and therefore that is enough to create what has to be done to deliver the semen effectively. So you don't need the male organ to be touching the woman the whole length. As long as in the towards the body, the male organ is wide enough to be in contact with the woman, that creates what has to be created to deliver the semen effectively.
Rashi.
Yes.
Is a concern here about Shvicha Sazera?
Concern is this person affected in a way that he no longer can deliver an effective semen, which would make him a Kroshavcha?
So what does effective mean? In other words, he can't have a child?
It means ability to produce children.
Okay, so it's not Shvicha Zera, then.
I don't know what you mean by Shvicha Zera.
In other words,
not outside of the body. This is in the woman's, in a relationship with the woman.
And the woman will not be able to have a baby because of this, or because the baby is deformed?
No, she won't be able to conceive. According to one mandiyama, she won't be able to conceive. The other mandiyama says she will.
Okay, and the other question is, by the other problems, like for instance by the atora, why would that make a difference?
The Gemara is saying, again, I'm not a doctor. The Gemara is saying that all a hole made in the male organ above, closer to the body than the atara, will affect the ability for a person to procreate.
In the part where the circumference, part of it is here, part of it is not there, does that make a difference in procreation?
And the Gemara said beyond, closer to the ground from the atara doesn't make a difference. Above does.
Even though the aver is complete, other than what seems to me, to my lack of knowledge, just an outside appearance, not has nothing to do with the semen getting there.
Again, the semen has to get there in a way that it can procreate. There are certain things that inhibit that from happening.
So by reducing the atara, you're not cutting a hole into the aver, right?
If you cut beyond the atara, further away from the body, it does not affect the delivery system. That's what the Mishnah said.
Okay.
You're talking about the projectile of, again, we'll see how Rashi words it. Look, Rashi. Kemarzev shalabavira, ruach nichnas l'teicha tfanas, it enters the walls. Umeskarer hagid l'teicha, it cools down the gid. Vein azera mizbashu, the semen doesn't become ripened, doesn't become ready to be effective. Tekumas l'shalatavira b'teicha gid, doesn't get into the gid. Umeskarer azera b'chimam kilchasai, and the zera gets heated up. Hai garid, kemarzev garid, shikhla zera ben agum b'shat sashmish, umazriya. Shalei nechzer agid miyoygav. The gid was not missing anything from its thickness. When egeya betzide harechem umeschameim, umaitzi v'yarek echet. It brings it out, and it shoots like an arrow. V'hai loygar, it's a kumas, aydei shenechzer oyva v'einin egeya b'kais l'harechem, ein meschamem kolkach. The gid doesn't touch the sides of the woman. V'ein nimchach mitay haguf b'kiluach. It stops the projectile. Elushaiseis, it's more of a drip than it is a projector. Me didn't have a bars in the chavita. She cuts her in short to dock move on of ain't in the game because the neck of a chavis. The thin part doesn't touch the wall of the chavis before of. She takes away by an oivav, but when you get to the thickness of it, negeya. At the bottom, it does touch. Kach avabish ain roish hagid negeya. Me pun of. Mischamim hu machmas negeyas achayrav. It heats up because of the touching of the back. Period. That's the first shot in Rashi. That's the pshat I think I understand. Now, the second pshat, I'm not sure. Is the Amri, Kakum is Gorid, Shikva Zeremi Me Isha Omaitziyai, the Ein Niklat. Some say just the opposite, that the kakumas is garid. And garid means it brings it out. It takes it out of the woman. It draws it out. By being thin, it comes out and then comes back out of the woman. I'm not sure why. Maybe because the male organ doesn't block it from coming out because it's thin. I can't explain this. Does he bring the second pshat in Rashi? I don't know if he brings the second pshat in Rashi. The bars of the chavita, she'en shipur Rashi negeya b'sdeif nechavish shebifnim. By not touching the sides, I guess if the male organ touches the sides, it forces the semen to stay inside. Whereas if the male organ is thin, it comes out. So garud means it comes out, loy garud means it doesn't come out. And kakumas has the problem of garud, not of loy garud, that it doesn't warm up like we said the first shot, but that it comes out. Again, I can't explain it more than that. I don't know.
He doesn't
bring the second shot, probably. Right. I didn't think he would bring the second shot. I'm not sure why this is true, but he says that's what happens.
So
at the end of the day,
that make it shvichas zera?
Kumas, marzev. Amar Ravina.
Would that make it shvichas zera then? If it comes out?
I don't think shvichas zera is only if he's out of the woman's body. If a person's in a woman's body, it's never mighty zera. It's never the Isra of Mighty Zera. He's been concentrating on the Isra of Shikva Zera Levatala.
No,
this is not Shikva Zera Levatala. He's in the woman.
No, but if we know it's not.
Doesn't make a difference. There's no Isra of Shikva Zera Levatala if a person is living with a woman. There's nothing wrong. It's not Levatala. It's called in the woman. There's no Isra of Shikva Zera Levatala in a relationship with a woman. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Ramesh. We're not talking about outside the woman.
It is an older person.
Exactly. It's not an Isra of Shikva Zera Levatala. That's not the Isra. We're talking about, is the person capable or not capable of procreating? If he's not, he's not capable because of age. Capable because there's a blemish, a damage to the male organ. In all these cases, he's in the woman. It's not Levatala.
But it's an Isser regardless, not because of that.
Nothing to do with that. It's an Isser Tzuladaka or Kushavcha. We'll stop here.